This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was getting my chest and I got to get my check.
Wake up. All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. I thought it was going to be See at the Crossroads because
that's what it looks like.
It's real crossroads right now for the Atlanta Braves. It's Tuesday. We appreciate you being with us. We got three jam-packed hours for you. How are you, Randy?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it is the first of the month. April Fools, don't fall for anything.
Who would?
Don't fall for anything today.
Don't get tricked.
Don't get tricked or anything. I just do remember it came to me this morning when I woke up because I was on vacation last April Fool's, and Mike did the switching of the host.
Oh, yeah.
And got a lot of people in their feelings. Huh. And Mike Bell had some kind of story that I don't know what he told these people. I moved to the Philippines out the blue. So don't fall for nothing. We are here. Don't worry about it.
Wish we were doing that. That was a fun one.
Yeah, but it's got to be, but I think, when I got home yesterday and you were wishing that yesterday was April 1st and there was some April Fool's jokes about what happened with the Braves after we got off work.
If all that stuff was happening today, you would assume it was
April Fool's,
you
right?
You would assume
that the guy, the biggest offseason acquisition, didn't get popped for PEDs.
The only offseason acquisition.
Yeah, let me take that back. The only.
the only offseason acquisition
who was supposed to play a major role in all these, to hold down the leadoff spot, is back. He ain't getting popped for 80 games.
Nah. That's half the season. Not to mention the playoffs, which we'll, who knows.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Like, imagine a season starting off worse than this one has for the Atlanta Braves. Like, 0-5 it's crazy to have something worse than that.
Yeah.
0-5 and uncompetitive.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored a run yesterday.
Yeah, way to go, Michael.
Thanks,
because,
Mike.
Yeah, Mike, because as I mentioned yesterday, he's looking lost at the plate.
Yeah, his first
couple. But he ain't the only one, though.
Yeah, no, he's not. They all do. He looks like they don't have a clue at the plate right now. And
call Chipper.
Call him. Seriously. Do something. It's too early in any sort of, like, outside of our guy Hector, it's too early to be firing people and all this kind of stuff, but, like, pretty tough start for the new hitting.
Yeah.
They got 8 runs in 5 games.
Yeah, buddy. He's sweating bullets right now. Like, they got rid of Hector.
Yeah.
I know somebody had to get left out here on the West Coast. I don't want to stay here.
Yeah. Every sweep, somebody gets just voted off the island.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to stay out here in L.A. I like Atlanta. Outside of sniffing all the pollen, you can feel it. You can feel the warmth and
supposed
all that.
It's going to be 90 on Friday.
Love it. Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. But, yeah, it's been bad. It's been bad. Then you also lose your starting pitcher. Bernardo Lopez is going to be out.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just.
So we're already dealing with his injury stuff.
Yes.
Like last year, we were like, all right, how can he throw this many innings? That's a lot of innings for a guy who hasn't thrown that many innings.
Yes.
And then he kind of broke down in the back end of the season. It was just one start this time.
One. So, 4 innings. Or 5. How many innings?
Yeah, so that happened. And that would be bad enough. Like, with an 0-5 start and Reynaldo Lopez is on the IL for 15 days after one start, like, you're like, man, this is a brutal start. It's almost impossible to believe that the Jerks and Profar thing is real because, I mean, that's the gamble you take betting on one big season with guys. Mm-hmm. Like the Alex Anthopoulos philosophy or however it is that they go about picking up these sort of like undervalued free agents, like And it hasn't happened to him otherwise, so that's good. But, like, you know, a guy who's 31 years old finally having the best season of his career, randomly doing all this stuff that he's never done before. And they're like, yeah, he kind of changed his batting stance.
Hold on, Mr. Bucker.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that maybe last year he was juicing?
Yeah, he was definitely juicing. I am saying that. He was 100%
on steroids.
That's
why he had his best year.
Yeah, he was on steroids. yeah.
But he never got caught.
Good.
Tested 8 times.
And he was doing a better job.
Isn't that what he said? I was tested 8 times.
He was.
Never caught nothing. Never got
he had
popped
to cycle
or anything.
Better last year.
Never popped or anything like that.
He was cycling poorly this year.
Okay.
Because he didn't get popped for steroids. He got popped for male fertility drugs.
Oh, well, he trying to. Maybe him and his baby mama want to have a baby.
That's what he should have said. He didn't say anything. His thing was, I wouldn't have willingly done it. So does that mean someone forced him to do it?
I'm telling you. Maybe his wife got him. Like, maybe she just tired of waiting. And
I would have at least lied like Tatis did.
He was probably sleeping.
Remember Tatis took steroids and got caught, and he was like, oh, they put a thing in my hair when I got a haircut in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Okay.
But that could happen.
Sure.
They put a lot of – I got a haircut in the Dominican Republic before.
Yeah.
They put stuff in your hair. Now,
I'm sure
unless you ask you to, because I was like, they don't speak no English, because that was the two things. They wanted to put stuff in my hair, and they wanted to shave my damn eyebrows. And so it was had me looking like Eddie Rosario.
Luckily, the word no translates.
They wanted me looking like Eddie Rosario and everything down there. But no, I mean,
maybe that is what happened to him. But at least he had a story.
Yeah, but
Profar's like, I don't know. See you guys in 80 games.
It's crazy, 80 damn games. Yeah. And then, like you said, can't play in the postseason if they get to the postseason. But it is a mitigated disaster. What was going on with our baseball team, man? 0-5, and. You know, thank you, Michael. He got a run yesterday. Jesse came in, and that dude hit that ball. It flew over my mom's house in Glendale. Yeah. My mother-in-law, who lives in LA, flew over her house.
Yeah.
That's how far he hit that damn ball off Jesse.
Luckily, everyone was asleep by then.
He
so
knocked the hell out that damn ball.
Yeah, but Jesse came in and looked a lot like Hector.
I was like, oh god, it's gonna be.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's 5 games. Like the take yesterday is it's one series. You can't overreact. And then the afternoon happened yesterday of all this other bad stuff. And it's like, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows, man?
Maybe they're snake bit. I have no idea. Like
they damn sure bat bit.
I still think
they can't hit.
I still think all these guys are good at hitting.
They can't hit.
But they don't look like
they
it.
Look. Austin Riley looked lost yesterday. Three strikeouts.
There's not a single guy in the lineup right now that played yesterday that has a batting average over 200.
Yeah,
not a single guy. Harris is one. And again, I know it's 5 games, but still, it is what it is. 158 for Harris. Riley's 111. Olsen's 143. Ozuna's 167. Albies is 167. Drake Baldwin's under 100. Good at bats, though. Kelnick is 178. RC is 154. I mean.
That's our Frey.
That's our Frey.
That's Joe Boo to come.
Joe Boo needs to show up.
Hey, man. Y'all need to get Joe Boo, Koku, Dodo.
Every Joe.
Every Joe you can.
And every Boo.
Every Joe, every type of rum you can get, and throw some Hennessy in there. All right? They need something. They need some kind of, what is it, bat need, wake up bat.
Hats for bats.
Yeah, man. Anything you need. Go get the torpedo bats. So yesterday, De La Cruz hit 2 mammoths yesterday with that damn thing. Like, do something.
Not our De La Cruz. Our De La Cruz went 0-3.
Well, you know, I wasn't talking about him.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just letting people know it wasn't our De La Cruz.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been. Hopefully, Chris Sale's on the mound today. He can have a Chris Sale start. I mean, they could maybe win 1-0. Maybe
doesn't it suck
or something
to be
like
in the 6th game of the year and be like, hey, Chris,
we need you.
Bootstraps, buddy. You got to go.
But he does.
It's game 7 of the World Series tonight, man.
But all, he has to, Bunk.
Got
to
go.
He got to go. But obviously.
You give up one run, we're blank.
And then Freddie slipped in the shower.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what?
Somebody else got hurt, too. Charlie Morton or some other former Brave got hurt. Oh, Mike Soroka. He hurt his arm late in his start. He had to come out of the game. He was leaving the game like gripping his hand.
Oh,
like, so it's not
gracious.
Like it's Braves and former Braves. If you've been touched by the Braves at any point recently, you are suspect to injury.
Brewers also 0-4. That's a great point.
Yeah,
big wills on the
Yeah, and you know we took their baseball team originally.
So in that
Milwaukee, so it's all you know, it's all tangential. Yeah, it sucks, man. I don't know. there's nothing. That's the worst part about a long ass baseball season. When
this
stuff
is a long ass baseball
when it
season.
Goes bad, especially early, is like I don't know. I mean, hopefully it turns around soon. I mean,
it's a long ass baseball. That's what I'm saying.
I think
baseball,
it probably will, but
baseball and basketball, when your teams are not good, it's long. Oh, yeah. And it's like
nothing
damn. Because the games are so frequent, so you got to keep talking about them. Mm-hmm. Like at least football, you know, Sunday, Monday, on to the next one.
Oh, yeah, but also if you play one bad game, it is a disaster.
Yes.
Because it's football. It's one of 60 or one of 17 or right. 12 or 13 in college. Like, it really is. That's like a whole, you know, road trip or homestand in baseball. But that's why this is two different things. Like, 0-5 and not being able to hit is very frustrating, unacceptable, needs to get fixed, and I think that it will.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest free agent signing of the offseason being popped for steroids in the first week of the season is going to miss half the year. Is a whole different thing.
Yes.
Like, that's a really big deal.
Yes.
He was supposed to be a big part of this squad.
Yes.
He was going to play left field every day. He was batting leadoff. Now you're, I mean, obviously, Brian De La Cruz had to play yesterday. You made the random earlier in the day trade yesterday where everyone was like, why are you doing that for?
Exactly.
Now you kind of know.
Showed
but you
it.
Also got Verdugo. You mm-hmm. did you did sign Alex Verdugo.
Did they know this already?
I don't know.
Like, did they know this? Like, okay, we know you're going to get popped. Let's go ahead and get all these contingencies out there, and then when the league comes down, you know,
it makes you wonder.
But until then, we're just going to keep on going like everything is everything.
We're
going
to play them,
and we're going to play them until they say we can't play them. But yeah, it's bad, man.
That's a disaster.
It's bad.
Yeah, that part really is a disaster.
And now you
because
find
now
yourself,
your outfield has to have Kelnick and someone else in it every single day.
Yes, and you need them to play well. You need them to help. You know, and that's going to be the thing about it is, I know, you know, not too many teams can, you know, when their best player isn't there, which Ronald Acuña is your best player.
Yeah.
When he's not there, yeah, he's going to be some lulls and everything, but this is just bad because you got other good players.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about this. So if you take, say, for instance, you take Shohei out of the Dodgers, they won't be the Dodgers, but they'll still be good because they got MVP caliber players.
They'll be all right.
But the Braves don't. Yeah. I mean, they should. Let me take the break. They should.
Well, that's the thing. There are other guys in this lineup are. I mean, Austin Riley's been an MVP candidate before.
Yes.
Marcelo Ozuna was damn near a Triple Crown winner a couple of years ago and hit 40 home runs last year. Matt Olson hit 55 home runs 2 years ago and looks like he has absolutely no clue at the plate right now. At least he's drawing walks. Like, I will give Matt Olson a little bit of credit for some patience and getting on base. No one else is even doing that. Everybody, Austin Riley struck out three times yesterday.
You swing and a miss.
Michael Harris struck out in his first two at-bats on six pitches.
Yes.
And really just kind of, and it, I don't know, maybe it's early in the season, you're working your way into it. He did hit a home run later in the game, thank goodness, and got another hit too. But like those first two at-bats, he just didn't look like he had a chance.
I mean, this is the young man who's probably, and I'm curious to see how Schnitt deals with that top of the lineup with him, and then maybe him and Ozzy going back and forth probably.
Right.
I think that's pretty much the only solution that he's got right now. How do you deal with that? I mean, it's just so many just bad ball, man. This is all around bad ball. They're not doing anything good.
It's also not helpful to be playing against maybe the other two best teams in the National League.
No doubt about it.
And certainly the best team in baseball.
No doubt about it.
Because, I mean, Teoscar popped one in the first inning.
I mean,
he might as well have gone to bed.
Yeah, like, know? Oh, hell, like, here we go. Huh?
I was like, oh, all right.
Well.
There it is.
Well. You know that series you wanted to catch back up on?
Put it on. If you hadn't seen the newest White Lotus or whatever.
I have not.
Okay, neither have I.
Might as well watch it.
Neither have I. It got a little more interesting.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, okay. Like the last couple. Because I was like three episodes in, I was like, what is this? Like, I don't care about these people's vacation.
Right.
This is boring as hell.
But it's back.
Is she going to sleep with that yoga guy or what?
It's back cracking.
It got better.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like that. I like Walton Goggins. Everything that Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy, everything he's in is amazing. All the way back to Justified. Vice Principals, Righteous Gemstones. He's the best character in this show. I don't know. He's selling goggles now.
Damn. He got a nice-ass hustle.
I like that guy. That guy's great. All right, we'll come back. Got to talk about Walton Goggins. That's how the Braves are playing, okay? We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.